What's up, y'all? This is Jel P, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And congratulations to class of 2023. For those of you who graduated recently, I want to go ahead and just congratulate you. I know some of you are graduating very, very soon, for the rest of this month of May, and some of you in the month of June. Congratulations once more. May God bless you as you continue on your journey to greater success. And speaking on journey, I wanted to go ahead and share this intro of our brand new series titled The Way to the Promise, Journey with God. Or as you can also say, Walk with God. And y'all, I'm looking so forward to this series because I truly believe that there's so many of us that are waiting, anticipating for good things to come about from our lives. But at times, as I've shared before in past episodes, we tend to do things backward. And honestly, the world that we live in is a backward world, is an upside down world in the wrong ways. You know, not in a good way, but in a wrong way. And at times, when we feel as if time is moving in a forward progression and it seems like there's certain things that we wanted to accomplish, that we wanted to attain, that we have yet to attain, it can cause us to become weary. It could cause us to become anxious. But what I've learned as I've been reading the Word of God, and as I've just been, again, just speaking with the Lord as well during my devotional time, my prayer time, I've noticed something in particular being highlighted to me, and that is the way to the promise, the way to your destiny is, in fact, you journeying with God, you walking with God. And for many of us, we tend to believe it's just, you know, we walk with God by just accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives. I believe that is part one. But I really want to encourage us for the next couple of weeks as we just go ahead and embark on this new series to truly understand by analyzing as well just a few biblical narratives of what it truly means to walk with God. At the beginning of the year, I wanted to go ahead and set the stage by exhorting you to walk by faith. And walking by faith as well, you can say, is a way of walking with God. But I want to go even further on to just exhort you throughout this year. As we're soon to approach the halfway mark of the year, I want to go ahead and show you through scripture how it looks like to walk with God, to journey with Him, what it requires of you. And again, to just show you certain connections when it comes to you again walking with Him and seeing how that brings you to the promise, even accelerates you to receive the promises and reach the ultimate destiny that the Lord has for you. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you're tuned in every single week as we again unfold this new series titled The Way to the Promise, Journey with God. I want you to invite your friends and those that you know that this series will bless in order for them to tune in as well. As I begin to just close out this intro, I want to go ahead and read just two scriptures coming from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5. And I just want to go ahead and read for us tonight verses 22 and 24. This, in fact, is one of the biblical narratives that has inspired as well this series, beside the Holy Spirit, of course, just bringing it to my spirit to really go ahead and do for the next couple of weeks to encourage each and every one of us, because I strongly believe that many people, they are waiting to enter the promise that the Lord has for them. They are waiting to walk in the fullness of the purpose and the destiny that the Lord has for them. Some of you, you are in level perhaps one of the plan that God has for you. Others of you, you are wanting to just again walk in the fullness. God has revealed to you an image, right? He has revealed to you a reflection or a part, right? A portion of what that entails. But now you have the hunger to walk in the fullness. You don't want to just settle just getting a taste of it, but you want the whole thing. You want all that God has promised you in Christ Jesus to experience in this side of eternity. And so I just want to go ahead and take this time to read it 4, this is what it says, y'all. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. And now in verse 24, it says, Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. One of the things that I want to quickly go ahead and highlight to us when it comes to this intro that I'm just sharing with you tonight for this new series is that Enoch walked faithfully with God. And it was highlighted to us two times in verse 22 and as well as in verse 24, which tells us this is so important. And this is such a powerful reminder to us as believers, as sons and daughters of God, that it truly is, in fact, important for us to walk with God. And as a result of walking with God faithfully, God himself will what? He will take care of us. He will keep us secure. Again, this reminds me even in Psalms 23, you see this is showing God is our good shepherd, that he himself will draw us near to him as well. Lastly, I want to go ahead and just share with you, as you read Genesis chapter 5 in its entirety, you'll see there's other individuals that were mentioned, of course, before Enoch. And some of these individuals as well, the Bible lets us know that, not some, but even pretty much all of these individuals, right? The Bible lets us know that, you know, they passed on. So they went and rested with their ancestors, right? Those who went ahead of them. But when it comes to Enoch in particular, it says that God himself took him away. It did not use the language that tells us that, you know, he passed away. But it says that God took him away, meaning God raptured him up, right? God took him to himself. And so this is so powerful. And I just want to go ahead and for the next couple of weeks, just share through scripture, you know, what scripture has to say when it comes to journeying with God, because I believe in this season, it will be such a great encouragement to you as you yourself, you are trusting the Lord concerning your life and concerning what it is that you're believing for God to do for you and those you love. And so that's all for tonight, y'all. And remember, all things are possible in Christ Jesus. Until next time, this was your sister, JLP. Peace out. Take care.